Nice. Hey, we got the Cashbox Kings coming up next hour. Rocker, you're here to introduce our first guest of the night.
You know, Jimmy, to say Mary Rose Ekberg studied art in college would be a vast understatement. Starting out in Western Washington in sculpture and art history, Mary Rose moved to study art history, theory, and criticism at the Art Institute of Chicago and ended up in library and information science right here at UW-Madison.
Yay!
After working at the Overture Center of the Arts, Mary Rose is now the director of Make Music Madison, an annual live music festival held right here in Madison and across the world on June 21st. And today, registration opened for the venues and registration for performers opens April 1st. This year, Make Music Madison is attempting to break 500 shows. Here to tell us about the history of the festival and how to become involved is Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg. Mary Rose, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for having me back. Always a pleasure to be on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, before we jump into it, do you got any crazy pool stories?
I don't have any good pool stories because I try to avoid a lot of public pools. But the one thing that came to mind when I heard this was...
Wait, why?
Well,
why do you try to avoid
children?
The pool?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Great answer. Great answer.
The thing that I thought of immediately was any bachelor or bachelorette party. That would also send me running.
Yeah. Yes, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Bachelorettes and children. So children and people that are about to make children.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
You're gonna hate our next guest.
The Bridal Expo.
Oh, yeah. Whoopsie.
Well, before we get into meat and potatoes about Make Music Madison, tell us a little bit about the festival on the world stage. It's called Make Music Day, and it happens around the world on June 21st. How did that get started? And tell us about the worldwide version of the festival.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's always nice to start at the beginning with this because I think it helps people understand the ethos of this project. So Make Music Day started as Fête de la Musique in 1982 in France, and it was actually started as a project by John Lang, the Minister of Culture there, and he really wanted it to be something totally different than a traditional music festival where people, anyone and everyone, can get outside and play music. So it's been going for over 40 years now. Last year they celebrated the 40th anniversary. Wow. It's now in over 1,000 cities worldwide. There's over 100 chapters just here in the United States, and we have a national organization called the Make Music Alliance that leads all Make Music Day festivities here in the United States.
Wow. Well,
you wanted history. You got it. That was really good.
That's amazing how long it's been around many cities it's in. Mm. Now tell us about Make Music Madison. It's the local version, and this year you're trying to surpass 500 performances. How does this all work locally? Tell us about Make Music Madison.
So Make Music Madison was one of the first six chapters in the United States. So we celebrated our 10th anniversary last year, and we've grown from, you know, initially we kind of started off with this big bang, and then we went through a few periods of sort of growth and change. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, and we've been, you know, adjusting and restarting the project and finding new performers and new venues. So what we do as Make Music Madison, as the nonprofit organization, is really coordinate all of this between venues and between performers and try to get as many shows as possible out into the community on this day. So just this last year, we had 472 shows. So I don't think it's unrealistic to hit 500. I think we can do
there.
This, especially if the weather cooperates and people get really excited. And we provide a wonderful tool. We call it a matchmaking platform where venues can register, performers can register, and then they can find each other on there. It's almost like an online dating tool where you can post information about yourself, search for, you know, the right venue or the right performer that you want to see, and then make a match and host a show together.
I love this because
it's so good.
I own a small business. My office is on North Sherman Avenue right by the Vic Pierce liquor store. And I would love to host.
Are you going
to
do it?
I want to do it.
Do it.
Yeah, you should do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to, Jimmy.
We'll help you. We will help you.
We can party at my business office.
He's become a believer right here on the radio.
Yes, I am.
Love it. And everyone heard it. So now he has to do it.
I'm in. Now there's peer pressure.
I'm in.
Okay, so someone like Jimmy Kay who says, okay, I want to be a venue. Mm-hmm. How do we get registered? How do the venue start registering? And then obviously musicians after that. What do we need to do?
Yep, so this is a timely question. Venue registration actually opened up up today. So we do like to open this 1 week early, and this allows us to get a bunch of venues in the system so that when the performers start registering next week, there's some venues for them to look at. And by venues, what we mean is pretty much anywhere in the city of Madison.
A sidewalk space.
It can be a coffee shop. It can be a parking lot.
Somebody's
Someone's porch. Right. It can be a full, a full theater venue. We do encourage people to host music outside when possible, because part of the reason that this event happens on June 21st is because that's the summer solstice. And so we're trying to celebrate the sun and be outside. Mm-hmm. But if it can't happen outside, we do allow people to bring the show inside. As long as the show is free and accessible to the public, you can host just about anywhere in the city of Madison.
Oh, that is so great.
And what you guys have done is you've went to the city and gotten a permit, basically, an open permit.
Oh, yeah.
So that these performers can perform anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's really what makes it happen.
Yeah, we take care of all the permitting. So if you are, performing on a sidewalk, we make sure that the city clears that. Yeah. If you want to perform in a public park, we get all the permits, including the amplification permits for any public park that you might want to perform in. So we really take care of all that. We also do a ton of promotion and marketing for everyone. We have the way our registration system works is once you confirm a show, it automatically shows up on our map, which is hosted on our website. Yeah. So people can just go to the website and find all the shows in the city. They can search by genre. They can search by time of day. So we take care of all that and just make it as easy as possible for people that want to host.
It is just terrific. And it's grown so much. And I feel like it's really become an important part of, we know this happens all over the world, but it's an important part of Madison now.
It is. And Madison we put on more shows than any other chapter in the United States.
Ooh, so
we are very big, and we have a lot of dedicated people that come out every year to perform and to host. And a lot of people, they look forward to this all year, and they plan their shows and how many shows they're going to do. We have some performers that will do 6 shows in a day, bounce all over Madison and play all sorts of different venues.
And it's so important. There's a Make Music Madison anthem. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's a great question. So this is new this year. So we had the wonderful opportunity, because of a grant we got from the Madison Arts Commission through the National Endowment for the Arts, actually, to hire a musician in residence. And his name is Corey Whitmore, and he's going to be writing a anthem to celebrate Make Music Madison, and he's going to be putting that out there and helping people learn the anthem in advance of Make Music Day. And then he's going to have a show in the community where everybody can learn the anthem and perform it together as a group.
It doesn't get better than that, I don't think.
It's going to be fun. And this is the type of unique sort of performances that we like to do on Make Music Day. How do you get anybody and everybody involved in music making?
When you come back later on in the year here, we'll have to all be prepared and be able to do the anthem on
air. Oh, let's do it.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, I love it. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Mary Rose, Music Made Madison is performed by anyone, free for everyone, and you literally can see a live performer anywhere in Madison. But what if I see a performer I really like and I want to support? Can I leave a tip?
Absolutely. So Make Music Madison highly encourages everyone to support their local musicians by tipping them. We provide tip buckets that are branded for all of our hosts so that they can help push and out to everybody and get support. We also are annually trying to work towards finding more opportunities to pay performers, and we encourage hosts out there who can't afford it to do so, to pay your performers directly, or if you have a coffee shop, give them free food, give them something, give them a gift card. Be as supportive of you as you can of these people that are giving their talent to the community on this day.
And not to push this, but it's so great to talk about summer events on a day like today where we had snow across southern Wisconsin. Registration for the venue started today, as you mentioned. Performers can start registering April 1st. When is the final deadline? And I know we're going to have you back a couple times to talk about it.
Oh, yes, I'll be back. So the final deadline is May 25th.
That
so
is
by
good
May
to
25th,
know.
We want everyone registered and really, we want them to have their shows almost planned. So they have one more week. As long as you're registered by the 25th, you have a week to play around in our matchmaking system, try to find the right place. By June 1st, we really try to have everything set so we know who's performing where and when so we can promote it and get an audience there.
I love the app or the little online tool, whatever it is, to match the musicians and the venue. That sounds really cool.
Did you write that date down, Jimmy?
I didn't.
Oh, well, I have it written down for you, so you will not forget.
And I'll remind you when I come back next time.
Yes. We're all on you now, Jimmy K. He's having this.
Yeah.
He is going to host this.
Oh, well, it was a natural fit. If not at the office, maybe at our new studio when we get down to State Street. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Or maybe both.
Thank you so much for what you're doing, Mary yes. Rose. And thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to seeing you here in the near future to talk about
really
Make Music Madison.
You guys helping us to get the word out about this.
Right back at you.
So thank you.
Real quick, website, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah, makemusicmadison.org. So go to makemusicmadison.org for all the information. You can also find out on there how to help support our organization. We're going to be selling T-shirts this year to help raise money.
Too.
So that's new.
Yeah. Nice. Mary Rose, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, how about some brand new music right now?
Yes, please.
Well, I guarantee no one's heard this yet because it was just sent to me this week.
Ooh.
Ellie Mabee, we all remember her, right? Ellie Mabee, her husband Joe, Dano Stoffels on drums, and a couple other people in the band is called The Cancellations. And they have a brand new song. We're debuting it right now. Taking You to War. The Cancellations on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. When you look to the sky, do